2004, call the House Fisheries Committee to order at 9:07. Today on the agenda, we have Senate Bill 282, Act relating to the identification of finfish in food products and to the misbranding of food products consisting of or containing fish. And we have Senator Kim Elton here. Senator, would you come forward and present your bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate it. This is a busy time of the year. I appreciate the forbearance of the committee chair and the committee to hear the bill. I'm going to be very brief and will answer any questions members of the committee have, Mr. Chair. This bill extends...
Could I interrupt you one moment? I forgot to introduce who was here. It's Representative Guttenberg, Representative Samuels, Vice Chair Wilson, Chair Seaton, and Representative Guerra. And proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I said, I'll be brief. This takes a similar recipe to what we have established at the grocery level, where we have a requirement that finfish that are farmed or wild be identified on the label at the grocery level. This takes it the next step to the restaurant level. I just point out for the committee that most of the fish consumed at the retail level is consumed at the restaurant level and not at the grocery level. And so this provides that finfish, if it's wild or finfish, if it's farmed, be identified as such on the restaurant menu. It's less a health issue than it is a consumer awareness issue. As you all know, there have been a lot of stories in both the scientific press, the popular press, about toxin loads, the environmental concerns with industrial fish farms. And so this gives the consumer an ability to choose what type of fish they may wish to consume. It's also, I think, a real boost to Alaska's wild fish industry. I would note that this only applies to eating establishments, food establishments that serve the public. It doesn't, for example, affect the practices at Udo Bay cookhouse or at or in schools or correctional facilities. It's only to the open class food establishments. With that, Mr. Chair, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I'm open to any questions you or members of the committee may have.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Anyone from the committee have questions? Yes, Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you. On page 4, your definition of wild fish. Wild fish is harvested from a lake, river, or ocean, and then has not been raised in captivity under control for its entire life. Couldn't a fish raised in a lake be considered captive in a controlled environment somehow?
Through the chair, Representative Guttenberg, it could. In the same way that, I mean, it's a... on a macro level, a fish that's in the Pacific Ocean,
yeah.
A fish that's in the Pacific Ocean could be considered captive of that ocean. And the definition is, there are two parts to the definition, where the fish is harvested from, and then the second part is has not been raised in captivity for any part of its life. So they are in captivity, but it is not because somebody else has imposed that captivity on that organism.
So maybe the key element is raised. It kind of.
And Mr. Chair, I know that's the first time I've been asked that question.
We asked an interesting question.
Yeah,
well,
it could be.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Representative Wilson.
Well, it could, has been raised in man-made captivity.
Into that part of the system.
Yeah, no. I'm withdrawing my question.
Representative Guerra, did you have a question? There was a fiscal note on this. Can you address that fiscal note slightly?
Mr. Chair, I will. And I have told this to the department that I find the fiscal note somewhat strange. And I feel somewhat guilty because I don't want to speak on behalf of the department. But I have questioned the department about the fiscal note. As you know, we have a requirement for labeling at the grocery level. That requirement is perhaps a softer requirement, but we have asked them about the personnel resources that have been expended on the grocery side. They've not indicated that there has been any impact on staff. Most of the enforcement is enforcement from the consumer level, people saying, where's this fish from? Why isn't it labeled? They talk to the store manager, and the issue kind of goes away. I will go one step further, and again, I feel somewhat awkward about saying this. I mean,
and if it's DEC you're talking about, they are online, so
DEC, as we know, has had to operate under very constrained budgets. We as a group have eyed their budgets very closely. They've gone down. We're shifting costs out to the people who are being regulated. Restaurants are not being inspected at the same level that they are now. I would expect, because they're not in restaurants now, I would expect the same thing to happen on the menu labeling requirement that has happened at the grocery requirement. And I've talked to the department about this. They disagree with me.
Okay. And they are the one online that we have to testify. So unless there's other questions at this point, maybe we should go to Kristen. Ryan, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Kristen. Would you please identify your affiliation and go ahead with your testimony?
Yes, thank you. My name is Kristen Ryan. I'm the director for the Division of Environmental Health in the Department of Environmental Conservation. In my division is the Food Safety and Sanitation Program, which would be responsible for implementing this legislation if it can all the way through. Would you like me to address the fiscal note?
If you wish to. If you don't, that's fine. Representative Wilson definitely wants that addressed.
I would be happy to. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The fiscal note that the department has come up with is based on our estimate that approximately 665 restaurants would be impacted by this legislation. That's about half of our total food service establishments in that category. We anticipate about 220 of them will need a significant amount of technical assistance to comply. And we expect about 70 of them to not comply and enforcement action be required. Based on those figures, we've estimated it would take the equivalent of about one person to follow through with those activities. Senator Elton's comparison to the grocery chain requirement that was enacted a couple years ago is difficult for us because that was not a mandatory requirement. It was a may. So we don't enforce that. We don't do anything with it. We don't have regulations to enact it, whereas this statute is a shall. So we would have the authority and the responsibility to ensure it happens. And to do that, we would need an additional person.
Representative Wilson.
Kristen, can you, I guess, go into a little more that restaurants are going to need assistance with this? Can you explain to me what you think they're going to, what kind of assistance are they going to need?
Representative Wilson, through the chair, from our previous experience with restaurants, there's, you know, the full gamut. That's why we're definitely estimating that only 50% will need some sort of assistance. But it could be anything from trying to identify the source of their fish to how to relay the information to identify the species. I mean, it really can run the gamut of any type of assistance. We just anticipate finding
Yeah, follow up for Representative Wilson.
So, in other words, you're saying that a lot of them you don't think will realize that that's a law. So how are you going to, I mean, are you going to have public announcements on the radio or something to begin with to let everybody know that now when you go to a restaurant, you will find, you know, it will be in the menu, whether it's wild or farmed?
Representative Wilson, through the chair, we have proposed to do a mail-out to all the permit holders that we suspect this will impact to tell them of the new requirements, and that would be their first notice. In addition, when we draft the regulations about the new requirement and how it's supposed to be implemented, we have a interested parties list that we would announce the regulation changes. And so they would have an opportunity to comment then as well.
Kristen, this is Representative Seaton. Are you, I'm a little confused on the shall versus may. Are you talking about page 3, line 21, where it says the retail food establishment shall state on the menu? Is that the shall you're talking about? And are you saying that the previous legislation concerning grocery stores just says that they may put on the label?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. That's exactly what I'm referring to. This, that shall puts the onus on us to make sure it happens, whereas the may didn't.
And okay, I guess I have not seen that. Looked at that legislation. It seems like a funny piece of legislation that we would pass to tell grocery stores that they may put labels on if they want.
But if I may, Mr. Chairman, I think the value in that was that it established what the definition would be. So it gave people the opportunity to use it as a marketing tool. Whereas before, there was no definition of what wild or farm would be.
Representative Wilson.
Well, I think it's a good bill. I wish it was my bill, and the shall needs to stay there, I think.
I agree. Any other questions? Well, thank you, Kristen.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else online or in the audience who would like to testify on this bill? Yes, please come forward.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, Cheryl Sutton, staff to the Joint Legislative Assembly Ministry Task Force. This is a great bill, and I appreciate Representative Wilson's comments. We agree wholeheartedly. We also don't believe that the fiscal note is warranted, and I'm sorry to say that to DEC, and I believe that was said throughout the committee process as this bill was heard. I think that it's, I go to restaurants, I always ask, you know, where this fish comes from. I think it's incumbent on any establishment to know where their seafood comes from, who supplies it, and what species it is, whether it's wild, whether it's farmed, and it's part of their marketing for their own establishment. And I personally do not view this fiscal note, or not I personally, we as in our office, Senator Ben Stevens' office, do not view this as warranted. And I just want to put that on the record, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Cheryl. Representative Wilson.
Is Kristen still online? I have a question I'd like to ask.
Kristen, are you still there?
Yes, I'm available.
Kristen, have you guys thought about when you make your normal rounds, when you're inspecting restaurants and stuff, have you thought of just adding that to the checklist of the things you check for?
Representative, through the chair, yes, we have. I don't know how much you are aware of our current predicament in the program, though, but we've taken significant cuts over there, which is also something that to take on any additional work without hindering my ability to do what I'm really responsible for, which is ensuring that the food is safe to eat. This is not about safety. So we really don't feel it's appropriate to take time out of our schedule to do it, and instead of doing some of the other things we need to do. That's why we propose that it would take additional resources for us to do. If the fiscal note is eliminated, I think I would be forced to use enforcement discretion and not implement this legislation.
Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you. Kristen, have you thought of other means to enforce this, such as contracting out to organizations such as UFA? All that would require you to have would be a hotline, and then a follow-up inspection.
Representative Guttenberg, through the chair, regardless, it will take additional work or funding on my part to contract out with anyone to do the work.
Well, if you, Mr. Chair, if you chose the option of not to enforce, and somebody called your office and said, you know, here's a situation where, you know, there's a violation taking place, would you follow up at all?
Representative Guttenberg, I would not. I have the ability to use discretion on my enforcement capabilities, similar to a policeman, and if I feel I have more important things that my staff need to be investigating, that's where their time would go.
Kristen, this is Representative Seaton, and I think that we appreciate that. We appreciate the budgetary constraints, and I think the committee would agree that you should use your discretion on this. This bill puts an onus on restaurants. It tells them they are to do something, and I think the public would then have a reason to be able to talk to the restaurant owners, because there are many concerned Alaskans that want to know what they're eating. And so I think that we would fully like you to use your discretion and not incur additional expenses. So I think that we will look at that, and your testimony there that you would use your discretion and not go into an enforcement mode on this if it was adopted. And so we'll take that as being the opportunity to consider a zero fiscal note based on your testimony of your discretion not to enforce this. So thank you very much.
Senator, if I can add one, I'm sorry, Representative, if I can add one thing.
Sure, Kristen, go ahead.
Unfortunately, even if it goes through as a zero fiscal, the public will feel that we have a responsibility to enforce that legislation, and it's very difficult to turn people away when they contact us saying, you have the ability to do this, you have the responsibility to do this, why don't you do it? And to say, we just don't have the funding to do it is a difficult situation to put us in.
Thank you, Kristen. I appreciate that, and I think you'll probably have to refer them to us and say the Fisheries Committee told you to allocate your resources in the most appropriate places. So, Representative Guerra, did you have a question?
Sure. Actually, thanks, Kristen. I appreciate it. You're put between a rock and a hard place, right? But it's every agency has this problem, and I think you're addressing the fiscal note issue the way I think is appropriate for you to do, which is you want to enforce everything that we tell you to enforce. The fiscal note process down here is a little bit different from that, where if we're giving, you know, when we add a new crime to the books, ideally we should probably add another cop on the streets, but we don't, and just the way the fiscal note process works, we don't normally add a fiscal note if an agency has the option to spread its enforcement capability just thinner. Probably the way you view the fiscal note procedure, you know, it's probably it might be a better way to go at some point in the future, but it's just the way the fiscal note process works down here. It's if we give people broader enforcement authority, we assume that they can decide how to allocate their resources best, and might not be the best thing, but that. So I think everybody in this room has been right. on the fiscal note issue, including you. Thanks.
Thank you for your testimony, Kristen. Are there any more questions? Oh, wait a minute. We have one more maybe for Representative Wilson.
I just want to make a comment because I guess we all view things a little differently, but I really think it is a public health safety issue because of the things I've heard about a farm fish. I don't want to eat them because I don't want to be eating the things that's in that fish that's not good for me. So I guess that's kind of debatable how much of a health situation it is. But to me, it is a public safety issue. So thank you.
Did you have a question for Kristen? Okay. Is there anyone else that wished to testify in the bill? Okay. I'll close the public hearing then. And committee, we have before us the committee substitute for Senate Bill 282, version Q. Are there any amendments? See, no amendments offered. I would like to take up the issue of the fiscal note based on the testimony that we had from Kristen Ryan, that she has the authority to allocate her resources and not enforce this, therefore not incurring the expenses, and would entertain a motion to proceed forward with that new testimony, and on the assumption that we are telling her, that department rather, that they're not to, this is not an authorization for hiring additional staff and to zero the fiscal note. Representative Samuels, so moved. Senator?
Mr. Chair, I don't want to slow this process down, but I do want to assure the committee, and especially Kristen, who I have been able to work with on this, that, I mean, I would hope she would keep track. I mean, my best guess is that if restaurant owners are notified that this is the law and it must occur, and yet fail to follow the law, I mean, I would hope that Kristen and DEC would let me know, because I'm committed in the next budget cycle, if in fact we find it necessary to do enforcement, I'm committed to help them get the money to do it. And I don't want to speak on behalf of the committee, but I would come to the Fisheries Committee first and ask for help.
Well, I think the whole committee here is nodding their heads in agreement that that's what we think, and we think that whenever they're going for inspections, it ought to be a flyer or something that they leave with each restaurant, so that each restaurant knows that what they're required to do, reminded what it is to do, without incurring a fiscal note on that. Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you. And I'm going to inquire into the department whether or not they could build the calculation of enforcement into this, into the restaurant inspection report card. I know we all read the paper, see what an inspection, restaurant inspection report was. You know, if there was two or three points for not having this done, there would be no additional calculation or expenses.
That's a good idea. We can run that suggestion by, but I don't want to hold this bill as being a question there. Is there any, hear a motion to, yes, Representative Wilson.
I move CS for Senate Bill number 282, fisheries now, resources, version Q, out of, along with the zero fiscal note. And with individual recommendations.
Any objection from the committee? No objection, so moved. We are adjourned. Thank you, Senator.